Father, oh, how you've touched us in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, thank you for that wondrous touch of love. Glory to God for those hands. Thank you, Lord, that we're in the hand of the Son and in the hand of the Father, and no man can pluck us out of the hand. Glory to the grace of God. Thank you for your keeping power today. Lord, let us rejoice and be glad. Oh, to be glad. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, to be happy in you. Thank you, Lord, for your, oh, just unending benefits toward us. All the spiritual blessings. And Lord, we're here to rejoice in the life that has them all. And that's the life of your Son. We glory in the life of Jesus. We glory in the blood of the Lamb. And thank you, Lord, that that love has drawn us here. Thank you, God, that grace allows us to magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, help us to be vessels that would emit only the glory of Jesus Christ. Thank you again for such great grace and opportunity. Lord, anoint your people, anoint your word. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. How wonderful, isn't it sweet to love the Lord? Oh, to know how He loves us. Well, let's open our Bibles today to Psalm 103. And I still want you to just open it up. It's good to read the Word of God. I'm thankful that we know this verse so sweetly. But oh, to read the Word of life. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ha ha. And that's what, by His grace, we're doing today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Now, I have to tell you, as the Lord brought this to my heart, I just said, man, the likes of us, Father, the likes of us could bless you, but hallelujah, we do, because He so loves us. Because, brothers and sisters, we have been made vessels prepared afore unto glory to bestow the glory of God. Isn't that wonderful? His very image. The plan of us in Christ and Christ in us has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And merely, brothers and sisters, just merely, by believing and receiving and rejoicing in those blessings is precisely how we bless God. Look at verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Well, in case you're a little bit behind, and oftentimes I am too, forget not His benefits. All He's telling you there, hello. I love you. You. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Hath blessed. Go back and read that in Ephesians. Hath blessed. All done. Signed, sealed, and delivered. You've got it. As a child of God, the moment you received Christ Jesus as Savior, He gave you this life. And this is what we're rejoicing about today. Receiving, brothers and sisters, from the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost takes the things of Christ and shows them unto us, or makes them ours, makes them known of what you have. See, you could, in the natural, be born to very, very wealthy family. Very, very wealthy parents. But as a little infant, you don't know. You don't know if you were born to a kangaroo. Huh? That little baby there? Knows its mama, though. But you got to grow up into these things, don't you? Praise the Lord. Got to take me around the palace, Daddy. Show me all your wondrous work. And then as you become of age and you start to really understand how much that Father loves you, He walks you around and He looks at you and He says, Son, this is yours. This is yours. Now I go back to the very beginning. The likes of us were born into that. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. How could we not with such great offering, brothers and sisters? Freely given. A plan set out before He set a star in heaven. I love you. And all I want you to do is take of mine and bless me. Just bless me. You know, I was thinking about how this reminds me so of the child prodigies. I don't know, many of you might have ever heard of this great violinist. His name's Jacek Perlman. Incredible violinist, maybe one of the greatest that's ever been. I think maybe in the sports field, maybe those little Manning brothers. Yeah, they could see it in them when they were little. Tiger Woods, pray for that man. Pray for all of them. I hope you know. Don't turn your back. Aren't you glad God didn't turn your back on you? You never know what He might do. Sometimes He's got to bring you to a lot of things before you start looking up to the I Am. But you know, in those lives, their fathers knew something was special in him. They could see it. And if you ever would read about these little ones, their fathers knew. But these little ones, they just couldn't grow up. They had to grow up into who they were. There was sacrifice that was required. Commitment. It was a narrow way. It wasn't easy. You ask any of them. At many times, those little prodigies, they doubted who they were. At many times in their lives, they failed. They flopped. They came short of what they thought that they were to do. But there was always a dad that was encouraging them along, who never moved, who was always there saying, no, we're going to get right back up. We're going to keep on going. Perlman, that great violinist, I heard a little interview of his, and I remember Mom got me to go watch him. He actually, in the interview, he said, oh, I resented the fact that I couldn't go out with the other children and mingle and do the things that I really thought I needed to do. My dad, he said, no, son, we need to practice. We need to be disciplined. These are the things that we need to do. And that man cried in that interview, and he didn't cry in regret of what he missed. He cried in thankfulness that his dad stood and continued day after day. Said, no, honey, this is what we're going to do. And he said, oh, the joy that it's brought me. The thanks, the experience, the wealth would never have been there if it wasn't for my dad. Well, brothers and sisters, that was just for a corruptible crown. That's just something that I appreciate and I say, wow, that's amazing, God, that you still had to allow to even that to be in a life. Amazing. But something so fleeting that is just a vapor and it'll be gone. But I'm looking today at the ones that can wear the incorruptible crown. A crown of righteousness. A crown of an exalted rank of righteousness. That will never be taken away. That will only go out in increasing fame and glory throughout all the eternities to come. That's serious. That's just amazing. I think, my goodness, Lord, we get together in the likes of that. Huh? Oh, it was sweet how we have these athletes that come in to town to play for our teams. And I'm so thankful that many of them love the Lord. And from time to time, as one of the ones that are more famous come in, they said, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if that brother would come to our church and, you know, worship the Lord with us here? And I say, absolutely. Just as much so as any life that would ever come and worship the Lord in here. Brothers and sisters, do we realize that the things of this earth are meaningless? They're nothing. All the crowns of man here are corruptible. They're foolishness. Listen to me. This is the word of the Lord. Seek the everlasting. Seek the incorruptible. Brothers and sisters, there's but a short time and it's going to be gone. And as we've rejoiced many times as we get to the end, I want to say, oh, I'm so glad I did. Praise be to God. Let me tell you something. Be a go-getter. Absolutely. But go get the best and don't leave without it. I am so thankful to God that throughout my life, let me tell you something, I'm competitive. Every time I got out on a court, whatever we're going to do, I'm coaching some young men to play basketball. We're not out there to lose. We're not. I don't just show up. I want to, by the grace of God, I want to give it my best. I want to do it to the glory of the Lord. In school, in work, in my family, all of those things. Lord, push me beyond me. But I don't want it to be of me. I want it to be of you. Whatever we do, I do it for the glory of God. And heartily for the name of the Lord. Because I know it's His work in me that would do anything good. Isn't that wonderful? Thanks be to God. This is what I'm doing today. I'm digging a ditch. Man, I thought I'd be doing something a lot more important. Let me tell you something. There isn't anything more important. If that's what God has you doing today, that is the most important thing that you could ever do. Come on now. I think it's very evident for all of you who had aspirations maybe of Congress and things like that. What a shame. I would never want to go near that place. Washington, D.C.'s got some beautiful things. If the Lord take you there, encourage it. Don't stay long. Just don't. Brothers and sisters, we've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And I'm with you in this. Absolutely. We're one in Him. And I know often we don't feel like it. And I know often we don't see it. But I'm going to tell you something. We have a Father that's assured us that it is there. By faith, brothers and sisters, I'm encouraging today that we believe this and let this happen. That we would bless Him and bless Him and bless Him and bless Him to believe in what He has called us to be. Champions. Chosen. In the midst of a throne glorified together with Him. Amen. Let Him peer into your face today. Look fully in His face. Let Him speak these words to you. Sure, it doth not appear what we shall be. If I looked at you and you looked at me in the natural eye, we'd say, we don't got a chance. Amen, amen, amen. Get off your high horse. Get low. Get low. But it doth not appear what we shall be. See, the world often sees us as a bunch of crazies. Misfits. I'll just say it as it is. I'm going to tell you something. Losers sometimes. Come on now. It's okay. What's despised by the world is cherished to God. It's wonderful. What they overlook, He highly esteems. What do you want? What do you want? I want to be favored of the Lord. And I am. That's what I know. But I want God to direct it. As we rejoiced on Friday night, in all thy ways. All thy ways. All those little idiosyncrasies in your life. Acknowledge Him. And He will direct your paths. He'll direct them. But you've got to acknowledge Him in them, brothers and sisters. But we need to understand, it doth not appear what we shall be. But we know as the sons of God when He shall appear. And He will. Oh yeah, He will. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Oh, I love it. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Your soul. You see how personal that is? It's got the personal blood of Jesus written all over it, doesn't it? Hallelujah. But bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Now, I am so thankful to God as He really just was speaking these words to me so personally this week and so intimately. And it was the dinner for two. It was so beautiful. And looking across the table at me saying, bless the Lord, son, just bless me. You bless me. Hallelujah. And all that is within me. And I got to thinking as I looked back at him. I said, I'm so thankful that it wasn't bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all of me. As I tell him time and time again, oh, all of me is a bunch of nothing. All of me is a bunch of emptiness. All of me, every time I want to bless you, Lord, I can't find a thing. But oh, praise God, what I got. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. My goodness, brothers and sisters, I just love it. I just can't believe all what's in me, all that is within me. Alpha, Omega. Do you realize what's in you as a child of the King? You've got everything. There isn't anything more. He gave it all, and when you accepted Christ as Savior, it came to live in you. You died. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ liveth in me. There's something He's after here. I'm praying we're listening. God help us. But brothers and sisters, it's everything. He died for us. And His life imputed came in to live in us. And Christ liveth in me. And that's what blesses the Father. That's it. Do you see how that's finished? Do you see how that's done? Do you see how you can delight in the Lord? Do you see how you can rejoice in the Lord always? And again, I say rejoice. Because of what you got. Because of what I have, but because of what we have in Christ. It's all in Christ. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it just hit me. He says, son, I look at you. I adore you. You're my beloved. And my desire is toward you. Praise be to God. I'm just so enamored with this. He utters those words as we stand before Him, brothers and sisters, as the mature sons of God. With the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I see the Son coming out of the water at the baptism. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Do you realize He sees you like that? I've said that to folks before. Oh, you best not say that. What are you saying? I'll tell you what I'm saying. I have the life of Christ in me. What don't I want to understand about that? When God the Father looks at me, He sees His beloved Son. He sees His Son in you. That's why, by the grace of God, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Why? Because all that is within me. It's so marvelous and wonderful. It's not about what I'm doing or what I'm not doing. It's because of what He's given. And as a child of the King, I stand before Him. And I just say, oh, praise You for Your grace. You came to live in me. Now by Your grace, let it live abundantly in me. See, that's the boldness of the Lord. That's being a bold, mature son of God. I don't want to be sheepish going around the kingdom. It's mine. It's all mine. He told me it is. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We now are the sons of God. What don't we want to get? God, help us to live to who we are in Christ. It's just waking up. Quit being deceived by the enemy, the father of lies. I don't want to listen to him. I don't hear his voice. I am a sheep. I'm not a dog. I'm not a swine. And I hear his voice. And he talks with me. And he walks with me. And he loves me all day long. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful for him. Yea, though I make my bed in hell, he's there with me. See, that's the love of God. Beyond the friend that even sticketh closer than a brother. That's love. That's love. That's love. He blessed us, brothers and sisters, with the life of his only begotten Son. I glory with you in the grace of God today. That yea, though we were dead in our trespasses and sin, we were quickened together in Christ. Saved by grace. Oh, I think we're getting it. I really do. I just think, you know, Lord, you bring us to another glory. Saved by grace. Raised and seated in the heavens with Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, born out of sin and into his life everlasting. Yeah. Just bask in the glory of God. That you're highly favored. Let him sing to you today. This will convict your heart to the righteousness and holiness that he's already made you. Do you realize that? God, I don't need to be any more acceptable to you. I'm already acceptable. I mean, I'm looking at dads and moms here today with their little ones. This is the first Sunday I get to see all the babies up here with their moms and daddies. What do they have to do to be acceptable to you? I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the love of God. I'm so thankful for the love of God in families. I'm so thankful for the love of God that causes a mom and dad to not stop loving their children. And the love of God that causes children not to stop loving their mom and dad. That we can be hurt with a lot of things. That there can be a lot of disappointments in our families. But that's the blood. And it's not my blood, it's his blood. Brothers and sisters, I'm so encouraged as the Lord has been bringing me to glory, and from a glory to another glory, that I want to start seeing things as I'm seated together with him in the heavens in Christ. And whether it's my own natural children or whether it's you, we're family. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And by the grace of God, help us to stand and withstand, and having done all to stand. But at the end of the day, all I can do for me is to go with God. And all you can do for you is to go with God. And I want to look even at my natural family. And I want to see him in the light of eternity. There is no difference. It's the greatest family that we have. And God, help us to love beyond our own blood, because that's going to end. Do you understand that? I want to glory for my brother or sister in the Lord. I want to glory about Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want to glory about the things of God that are building in your life. I want to glory and rejoice in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as I see Him continuing to take more of the reins and control of your life. I want to rejoice in the grace of God as He's building us up in the wonderful inheritance of the Word of His grace, brothers and sisters, and going on in that and allowing the Lord to call me to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Brothers and sisters, in that life, we've got it all. You got it all. You're Christian here today? Amen? Amen. You got it all. You have in that life all faith, all joy, all peace, all rest, all meekness, all temperance, all long-suffering, all victory, all confidence, all boldness, and all the complete love of God. So, brothers and sisters, what are we going to believe today? Am I going to believe something my mind is telling me that I can't do? That I can't get through? Or am I going to believe the words of life that tells me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? And I'm going to ask you again, where is Jesus Christ today? He liveth in me. He's not just some up there far away in a somewhere. Christ liveth in me. Christ lives in you. Now let's go back and think about that. All faith, all joy, all rest, all peace, all long-suffering, all patience, all meekness, all temperance. I don't care what it is. Think upon these things. It's everything lovely. And that's who you are. I can't shine you any more than that. And I'm not shining you anyways. He's already done it. So why hide it? Why be something that you're not? You're not defeated. He's conquered sin and death. Think about that. Sin and death. That's everything negative. That's everything that is destructive. And He conquered that. And He lives in you. The inborn potential, brothers and sisters, that's in us is ready to blossom abundant fruit. But it's only by my Spirit, saith the Lord. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. The power of my might has to quicken you. This ain't just something for good thoughts and good deeds and reciting something over and over. Faith which worketh by love. Love. That faith isn't of you. That faith's of Him. Do you realize again the life that you are and you stand before Him? He just loves you. That's how faith works. I understand, Lord, that You love me. And in loving me, I believe. Lord, I believe. It'll move that mountain. It'll part that sea. But most importantly, brothers and sisters, it will take the things of Christ. It'll take this Word. You'll stop wrestling with the Scriptures. You're just wrestling with yourself. It'll get self out of the way and you'll just lay your arms open. And you'll say, oh, I want to receive You, Jesus. I don't want to wrestle like Jacob anymore. He realized he was trying to get something out of God that was far less than what God had already given him. What a dummy. I want something less than what you've already given me. Think of that. You know that's just chaos, so you know that ain't coming from God. Okay, so what's it going to be? You're just going to go on another day? We're going to come in here, we're going to rejoice and be thankful? Or we're going to grow on another day? Huh? You're going to grow old? Or you're going to grow bold? I'm serious with this, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. You're going to let it just pass you by, or you're going to let it take you up on high? These are the things, brothers and sisters, that He's dealing with us. I don't want to see Him wiping a tear from one of our eyes when we meet Him. That's the majority that's going to meet Him. Know your word. Yeah, they're going to meet Him. They're going to be thankful. They're going to be rejoicing. At that time going forward, there's not going to be any more heartache, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. But, oh man, I want to meet Him in a dead sprint. Oh my. Glory meeting glory. Boom! Can you imagine what it's going to be? What it's going to be when we see Him, that you're going to be like Him? Oh my goodness. Now, brothers and sisters, we know what blesses Him. There's no doubt. And you got it. You have it. Do you see how much you've been given? And you've got it all. Now, by the grace of God, to yield to it, to please the Father, that we would come down today, whether in the pew or whether here, and say, Lord, take the reins of my heart. Take control of me. Let the life that lives in me run to win the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. She cometh down from heaven, having the glory of God. Amen. He is, she is His glory. And she completely blesses Him. Completely blesses Him. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You again. Thank You for us in Your Son. And thank You that Christ in us is the hope of glory. God, thank You for the simplicity of Your truth. It is that sweet, precious circle that keeps just coming right back to You. Thank You how perfect it is. Thank You that it's so unending. Thank You that the line upon line and precept upon precept is all due to one thing, Your unending, undying love for us. Now help us just to apprehend it. Help us to be bold, dear God, in believing Your word. We give You the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.